Good Monday morning. I'm Jay Ogden with the Oakland Church of Christ. Do you remember the Got Milk poster promotion? The Got Milk advertising campaign got started in the early 1990s to help encourage the consumption of milk. It had a simple message, but was a wildly successful in getting the message across. Celebrities and athletes were getting their pictures made with the trademark milk mustache. Most people generally like or love milk. The grocery stores have any variety that you may want or need. You've got your skim milk, your 1%, your 2%, whole milk, buttermilk, chocolate milk, lactose-free, sweet acidophilus, soy milk, almond milk. The list goes on and on. Ever see a baby tear into a baby bottle of milk? That need to address the basic needs of babies can be very evident. What about our hunger pains for God's Word? The writer of Hebrews faced a problem with the people he was writing to. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11, concerning him, that would be Jesus he's referencing, there is much to say, yet it is still hard to explain since some of you have become dull of hearing. These Christians needed to be further along in their development of their knowledge of Jesus. Continue on in verses 12 through 14, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes of only milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full of age, that is, those that by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. We need to challenge ourselves to raise the bar on our learning God's Word. If babies only drink milk and nothing else, what happens? They are malnourished and can be developmentally challenged. Growth is stunted and they are lacking. Same thing can happen in our understanding of God's Word, and if we are not progressing to more learning and more meat, then we too will be malnourished and our growth will be stunted. Are we starving for God's Word? Christianity is like this little boy who was asked after his first day of school, what did he learn today? He said, not nearly enough. I've got to go back to school tomorrow. In James chapter 1, verse 5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Also in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, Paul's writing to Timothy, saying, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Wouldn't it be a fantastic thing if we could just put our Bibles underneath our pillows at night and we could gain the word of God through osmosis during our sleep? That would make life so much easier, and you could gain all that knowledge without any work. But it doesn't work that way. We have to delve into the Word of God to see what it has to say. We have to be the ones to do the work, to put it in to our minds, and to gain that knowledge. It's not going to magically appear. If you're needing some tips and advice on how to study even further, there are websites that are out there that have recorded Bible verses that will read back to you, and you can hear it audio that way. Or if you want to, start writing out scriptures along with what you're reading, and that can be a source of help to you as well. Just some advice on some tips that you could use. We would love to have you at Oakland Church of Christ if you could meet us. We're at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study, again for worship immediately after that at 10:20. We have Sunday afternoon services at 5 o'clock and Bible study again on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We would love to have you. Jeff May is our preacher. We also have a website, churchofchristatoakland.com. There are a number of good resources there for you to use as well. I would like to leave you with James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Hope this has been an encouragement to you. Have a blessed day.